Sunday morning. To all of you out here, thank you so much for joining me here for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. As always, I am your most gracious and humble host, Maria Wall. And today, of course, we're beginning our show with Solitude's Calming Massage CD, one of my personal favorites. And with that said, let's jump into our show. Welcome to our 15 minutes of inspirational vitamin and stress relief and release. Today, our inspirational vitamin comes from Philippians 2:4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Our show topic today is give all, expect nothing. You know, I hope you're all in your favorite spot. We're down already, believe it or not, to just 12 minutes. I hope you're sitting in your favorite chair, or you're still lying in bed, listening to my voice this morning. But our topic for today is give all, expect nothing. You know, so many people do things for others for all of the wrong reasons. We do it because some of us expect payment or some type of praise or accolade for our actions. And I'm not saying that it's not a good feeling when someone decides that they want to thank you in a very special way for your good deeds or your actions or your words. But so many people do things with the expectation of getting something in return. Sometimes we need to do something without expecting anything in return, because it's the right thing to do. There are people out here who need our help genuinely, and we should do it, and do it without any expectation. If you know that you're never going to see money that you loan to people again, don't expect it. And if it bothers you that much, do not give it. Because you can break up an entire relationship because of a couple of dollars. And people have resorted to violence over a few dollars. Is it really worth it to sell your soul to the devil? Is it really worth it to go around carrying that hatred in your heart and that anger because you did something not because it was the right thing to do, but because you wanted something in return? Sometimes, well, actually all the time, when you pay it forward with no expectations, we usually get something much better in return. If you ever talk to someone who's been a long-term volunteer, and when you ask them about why they do it, and you see the smile on their face, and you can hear the inspiration, and you can hear the joy in their voice, that's what it's all about, giving unconditionally. So just remember, give all and expect nothing. And that way, you receive everything. Our inspiration came from Philippians 2:4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but for the interest of others, and do this unconditionally. Give everything, expect nothing, and you receive everything. give all, expect nothing, and receive everything. Now it's time for our stress relief and release. If you're in your seated position or you're lying down, let's close those eyes just for a few moments. And we're going to take some deep breaths. It's no one here but you and me right now. Close your eyes. Don't let your mind show you pictures of the past. Just close your eyes and breathe. Let everything go. With your eyes closed, think of your special place, that place that makes you feel safe and happy. That special place, that's where I want you to go. That very safe place. Let's just take some deep breaths. Ready? Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. So tell me, where is that special place for you? Is it a beach with the beautiful white sand, a cool breeze blowing across your skin on that wonderful sunny day? Or is it the cabin in the woods, in the mountains, and you're working on something that you've been trying to finish and complete for a long time? Is it that quilt you've been knitting? Or is it that chair you've been making by hand? Go to that special place. Welcome to all of our guests in the chat room and here in the call query. We just have 6 minutes left. And if you missed the beginning of our program, our inspiration comes from Philippians 2:6 today. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Our show title is Give All, Expect Nothing, and Receive Everything. Oh, what a wonderful gift it is when we receive the blessings after we give so much unconditionally. Right now, we're just going to go to our quiet place. Let it all go. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. What are you going to do with page one in the new chapter of your life? Are you going to bring all of that anxiety and hatred with you from last week and the week before and the year before? Or are you going to relieve yourself of all that weight and baggage and start anew? This is a day that the Lord made for you. And what he has for you is for you, just like what he has for me is for me. Let it all go. Start out beautiful, even if you're going through a storm, just as I am. I'm still here with you, and I'm glad to be here. And I learned a long time ago how to leave it with God. And I walk by faith, and I'm not saying that I don't have the bullets at my front and the daggers at my back, but I tell you, I'm shielded. And I'm still standing, and I'm still moving forward. This is my destiny to share with you. Whether it be on the regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show that airs Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, or here for our Sunday morning meditation. Close your eyes. I hope you're all in that seated position or you're lying down. Close your eyes and just breathe. Let it all go. Oh, what a great feeling when you start your day fresh and light as a feather. We only have 3 minutes left in our show, and as always, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy day, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And if you'd like to keep up with us, do follow us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, which is a 501c3 community-based and faith-based nonprofit. You can always give us a call at 202-618-2556 or email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you'd like to send us regular mail, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland. And of course, as you all know, if you'd like to talk to me personally, my personal email is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you call and I happen to answer the phone, yes, I will sit and chat with you. I'm a great listener, or so I'm told. And believe you me, I have walked a mile or more in those shoes. Matter of fact, I'm one of the pioneers who helped pave the way to make that journey that you may be on just a little bit smoother. I've been through everything and pretty close to death, but it wasn't my time. So I'm still here. And you know, some days I've been here when I've really felt like this may be my last show, but it still was not my time. God told me not yet. So guess what? Here I am again this Sunday, right here with you. Tune of stress, relief, and release. We have a little more than a minute left. So as always, I'm going to leave you with your moment to release. Let it all go. And as always, we're listening to Solitude's Calming Massage CD. This is Spheres of Serenity. Lie back and relax. Forgive. Love. And most of all, walk by faith and laugh. Even if it's something that you did, laugh at yourself. And it'll help you. Trust me, it will help. When you smile through a storm, it makes it so much better. Thank you all so much for joining me here for our Sunday morning meditation. I am your most gracious and humble host, Maria Wall, and I'll see you all back here again next week. Let it go. Give all, expect nothing. And receive everything. beginning of this new week, and I also hope that I helped in some small way to make your existence more peaceful. Life is so much better when we give unconditionally. Now, I know many of you are about to start your busy day, as am I. But you know, every time I do Sunday morning meditation, it just starts so much better. On the Sundays when I'm too ill to do the show, I miss it so. So as it helps to heal you through your hurts, it helps to heal me as well. Until next time, have a blessed everything. I'm Maria Wall, signing off.